This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Cattle market was interesting again today as we saw some more new all-time record highs made. The early part of the session saw big upside, but we could not hold it. And at times we saw some triple-digit downside, which we was able to recover from by the close. But the close of the day was mostly lower in live cattle, mixed in the feeder cattle. Box beef today was 58 cents higher on the choice, down 53 on selects, moved 76 loads. Saw an estimated kill day of 108,000 head. Weekly kill estimated 582,000. That's 10,000 more than last week. And we have yet to confirm any cattle trade in our feed yards. October cattle were 45 lower on the close. December down 55. October feeders 22 lower. November feeders up 90 cents. And December lean hogs down $1.90.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what's helping out the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, it was a very quiet day as far as fresh news for our grain markets. We are going to see this weekend some interruptions in the harvest due to Mother Nature bringing about some rain. But overall, we saw a session that saw early mixed trade, but then we saw the soybeans going back into a defensive mode to the downside, while our wheat held the best upside today and our corn played both sides of unchanged. And as I said, no big news after to move this market. A week from today, we will have a monthly supply and demand report. On the close today, December KC wheat was 6.5 cents higher. March KC wheat up a nickel. December Chicago wheat 3 cents higher. December corn and March corn both closed up a half a penny today. November soybeans were down 12.25 cents. January down 12.5. In December, cotton closed 62 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.